Chris Tomlin, and how great is our God. Taking us now to the bottom of the hour in the official start of the Gospel Music Buffet, Casting Crowns.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone, how can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
Casting Crowns and Praise You in the Storm. Well, that's exactly what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be praising God through this storm, this terrible flooding that we're experiencing up here in Liberty, Kentucky, right now, and some surrounding counties, and be much in prayer for all. And I noticed Kathy Parker down in Brighton, Tennessee, had posted that they're having really severe weather down there too. So a lot of it's happening right now with everyone that we know, and especially here in our home county of Casey County, Kentucky. Going to open up the show with the Lord's Prayer, as I do every week, by Phil Driscoll.
Oh,
Amen. Phil Driscoll in the Lord's Prayer, 7:35, and welcome everyone who has tuned in this evening. I was bound and determined to try to get on the air tonight and do the gospel music buffet. It's been an unusual Sunday here at the Crabtrees. Needless to say, if you saw my video, copious amounts of rainfall that I had put on Facebook a few days ago with this started out as a flood watch has now blown into a flash flood warning. We have flooding going on as we speak. Try to look at the glass like it's half full. We have power here. I'm able to get on the air with you and worship. Also, my basement where my radio studio is bone dry as of right now, and I'm praising God for that. So the rest of it, we're going to hopefully be able to deal with that, any damage to the property, any loss of fish in the ponds, et cetera. That's minimal. That can be replaced. But, destruction of property, your home or whatever, cannot be replaced. And I'm very much in thought tonight for all those who are experiencing the same thing that we are. And please be much in prayer for them. Well, let's start out our show the old time way. There's Brian Tree and Assurance.
There are so many things that have changed today, and some have been for the best, but I would like to say there is one thing you can improve upon. I like the old time way of praising the Lord.
Brian Tree and Assurance, the old-time way. And I want to do a quick shout-out. And a big God bless you to Judy Merritt, listening in Somerset, Kentucky, listening in Clinton, Mississippi, Stephanie Preston. God bless you, Stephanie. Thank you so much for tuning in. And listening in Brighton, Tennessee, and she's going through a lot of storms down there, too. That's Kathy Parker and her feline children, Willie and Waylon. A big shout-out and God bless you to them. Speaking of Kathy Parker, here are a Happy Goodmans. You better hurry up.
Christ has stole a home prepared up beyond the blue sky. It must be so wondrously fair. Never seen the mortal eye. Please don't soon be.
the Happy Goodmans, and Better Hurry Up. Here are the Kingsmen. I'll Live Again. And the Kingsmen, and I'll Live Again. You know, when we had the severe weather in here just several days ago, we had the, you know, extremely cold temperatures. We had ice storms, you know, we had a lot of snow, but the ice storms, you know, that was the thing we worried about the most, and the really, really cold temperatures, and then losing your heat, losing your power, you know, in that type of storm. And I think I said on the air, you know, when that happened, you know, could things get any worse? Well, we've got flooding going on now, but you know what? We're going to make it through with God's help. Amen. Here's a Triumphant Quartet.
Being sounded near by the this promise that is written in. Battles rage that the fighting will light the darkest sky. That's the time that I focus on the Word of God and can clearly read the final battle. We shall triumph.
the triumphant quartet, and we shall overcome. Haven't played this one in a few weeks, and it's one of my favorites by the Cathedrals. It's almost over.
The winds of war keep raging through the land, far and near. The cry of hungry children, the pain, the falling tears, nations.
If that one doesn't bless you, then your blesser is broken. Oh, my goodness. That gets all over me every time I play it on the air, or actually any time, you know, I play it on the air. It's just one of the most profound and beautiful songs by the Cathedrals. I dearly love the Cathedrals, as does a Judy Merritt down in Somerset, Kentucky. Here are the Hoppers, and I'm a Citizen of Two Worlds.
I just want to pack and move away. I'm just like old Paul, I'm in a strait between going and staying. But you know what? I'll keep working for my Lord till moving away.
Music, the Hoppers, and I'm a Citizen of Two Worlds. It's 7:57, and was watching Huckabee, and it was an episode that aired about a week later. I was watching it this morning, and of course, I love Mike Huckabee, but his show is always great family entertainment. So, you know, I'm kind of waking up to it this morning, and I see on there he was snowed in and did the show from his home. And then the band was playing back in the studio, and it was a really work of art the way they were able to piece it all together. But anyways, Jason Crabb was one of his special guests, and I couldn't wait to hear what Jason had to say. And I've never heard him interviewed like that before, and you know, I've always loved his music since my cousin Vicky down in McCrary County introduced me to it a few years ago, but I never got to hear him just talk and kind of do an impromptu interview with Mike Huckabee. And it just blessed my heart. Anyways, his latest song is Just As I Am, and it's not the one that you're thinking of, the old classic, but it is a great song. So when I got down to the radio studio today, I ran over to Amazon. Well, I didn't actually run over, but you know what I'm talking about, just a figure of speech, and downloaded this song. I bought it immediately. And if I may play that for you, it's brand new. I think it's been out maybe a month or something like that. Here's Jason Crabb, and Just As I Am.
I've been trying to figure out what it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lose? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am. With my wondering, always knowing what I need. With a gentle hand, you show me where to go. No, there hasn't been a moment you were calling out to me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
God takes us just as we are, you know, and he never stops loving us, you know, he never does. So many people, as I was listening to Mike Huckabee and Jason interchange their exchange this morning, that people want to wait. Well, I'm gonna get right with the Lord when I get my life a little bit cleaned up, and when I do this and when I do that. Now, there's no time like the present. There's no time like the present, because God loves you just as you are, and you will change once you have him in your heart. Amen. All of you know that who are listening tonight. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter. Jesus loves you.
Forgotten, when you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain, when you feel you're just not good enough, when it's slipping through your hands and you've done all you can and there's still so much more to do, it's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. When the funeral is over, the casseroles are gone, and you're about as broken as can be. When the sun ain't shining, the nights are just too long, and the weight of it all drives you to your knees. I've been where you are when God just seemed so far, and I needed to be reminded too. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, he loves you.
And he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved, on the palm of his hand. That's a promise you can hold on to. Times like this, that your name is engraved on the palm of his hand. That's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, Jesus Loves You. I've always liked their music since I started with the gospel format here at the station. We started, back in 2016, maybe even late 2015. But I didn't really know what they were like in person. I just loved the sound. I got a blessing from listening to their music. But watching them on Facebook Live, Facebook has just opened up a whole new dimension for a lot of artists who were stranded at home with the COVID-19 isolation. And they were doing some live concerts from their studio or their living room, wherever it was, with just Jeff on the piano and Sherry with accompanying vocals and harmony with Jeff also. And they are the most precious couple. I mean, just as precious as they sound in their music, they are that in real life, you know? Well, we don't know what tomorrow holds, do we? But we know who holds tomorrow. Here are the Kingdom Heirs.
I don't know future.
Kingdom Heirs, and I know who holds tomorrow. A big shout out and big God bless you to Brother Claude Davis, listening down in Nashville, Tennessee. Brother Claude, I hope you're not getting the weather that we're getting up here. If you saw my video, you know I might be thinking about building an ark real soon. It's bad up here, you know, all kidding aside. But Brother Claude had sent me a song by a gentleman down in McCreary County, who my dad dearly loved. Brother Claude loved him. My dad loved him. My Aunt Kathleen loved him. And that was Ken Lyons. Ken Lyons was a big old bear of a guy. I met him the first time at the Legion down in McCreary County. And I mean, he was a big man. You know, he just big shoulders, big chest, big voice, big arms, big everything. You know, he was just big, but he also had a big heart. And he also loved the Lord. I mean, he really loved the Lord. I didn't know he had recorded this song. I knew he was a talented musician from seeing him at the Coal Miners Jamboree. That's Brother Claude's ministry. Used to be down in McCreary County. And saw him there. And I knew he was a talented guitarist, but I didn't know that he could sing something like this. Just an old country boy, but what a great message. It's called Family Bible by Ken Lyons, Jr.
the family Bible on the table. Its page is torn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. Well, you could see us sitting. Rock of ages, live for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble. This old we found more Bibles on the table, and mothers singing Rock of Ages left for me. And you could see us sitting round the table, when from the family Bible Dad would read. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, live for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, live for me.
And a big thank you to Brother Claude Davis for having that sent to me. And I didn't get it downloaded till last night, Brother Claude. But, you know, there it is. And paying homage and honor to Ken Lyons Jr. and his great song with a great message, Family Bible. It'd be a lot less trouble in the world if we'd pick up that Family Bible, or if there were a lot more Family Bibles on the tables. And we were reading them the way they used to. Amen.
When the cares of life seem more than I can handle, and clouds of doubt have settled in my soul, loving arms I go. We'll be right back. said, my Father gently leads through the unknown. There is peace in the shelter of His arms, a refuge from the storm, where I am safe from harm. Through the strongest winds and pouring rain, there's peace in the shelter.
Booth Brothers and Peace in the Shelter. Here are the Martins. We trust in God.
The world is so uncertain, it changes every day. Situations unforeseen will surely come our way, but we don't have to be afraid of what tomorrow. Trust in
our lives. We pledge our hearts to follow.
The Martins and We Trust in God. You may have seen the video I posted on Facebook, I believe it was last night, maybe. I'm losing track of time, of Evie Turnquist. And Evie traveled with the Billy Graham Crusades back in the 70s and has been around for quite some time. Just a little bitty thing with a great big voice. Just an angelic presence when she gets up on the stage. That's the only thing I can say about her. Terry and I dearly love her, and we love her music, and I can't say enough about her. She's never wavered. She's never gone contemporary or anything like that. And, you know, she's always stayed with good Christian songs, with songs of hope and messages and uplifting songs and songs about the Lord she so dearly loves. Anyways, all that being said, here's Evie and Part the Waters.
When I think I'm going under, part the waters, Lord. When I feel the waves around me come see. When I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me. Knowing you'll love me through the burdens I must bear, hearing your footsteps lets me know. When I feel the waves around me come to sea, when I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me, knowing you love me. I feel the waves around me come to sea. When I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me.
That's Evie. Of course, she's figuratively speaking part the waters, but as I look out out on our property, oh my goodness, you know, I've got to have faith right now and pray for God's will, because, you know, if they needed to get in here and get me or Terry for an emergency, they couldn't get in with an ambulance. You know, we're blocked off from the road by the water, but it usually recedes very, very quickly. I know when we went on the air, I was under a flash flood warning until 9:45, and that's still an hour and 15 minutes away till the end of that. But I'm going to check for weather updates and see if that has ended or subsided. I doubt it, because the rain has just been so steady. It's just been absolutely unbelievable. But as I said earlier, I'm looking at the glass like it's half full, and want to praise God, because my basement is bone dry. It's bone dry. Amen. Here's the Spear family, and He's Ever Interceding.
Someone to go the extra mile, just like a mother caring for her child, a friend who sticks through thick or thin. No matter what you've done or where you've been, just like one great big family, a stronger, older brother he will be. So quick and ready to defend the younger, weaker to the end. And He's ever interceding to the Father for His children. Yes, He's ever
family, and He's ever interceding. I started chuckling here. we live out here in the country, as you all know, who are familiar with us and what we post on Facebook. But we've had all kinds of adventures out here. A funny incident I can tell you about. I was thinking of the extremely dry conditions that we went through here a while back. Oh, a summer ago, whatever it was. I lose track of time. But, you know, it was bad. The ponds, instead of overflowing like they are right now and flooding, they had receded. We needed water in the ponds. We needed rain desperately. So I'm down in the studio one day, right? I'm doing, an oldie show or something like that. Anyways, I made a quick trip to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Raise the lid up and look. And get, I don't know what made me look that day, because if I would have had to sit down on the toilet, it would have been a calamity, because inside and swimming there was Kermit. Yeah, a frog had come up from one of our ponds and apparently made its way up through the pipes. And some way we haven't figured out to this day how that frog got into the commode, but it did. So Terry and I got a Ziploc bag, you know, and handled him with care and put him in a Ziploc bag of water, and then Terry took him down to the pond and released him. But it could have been scary, comical scary if somebody would have had to sit down, if you get my drift. Anyways. Oh, goodness, with all this drama of the storms that we've gone through, the snowstorms, the ice storms, now the flooding, it pays to keep your one sense of humor. Amen. Here are the Ball Brothers, and sometimes he calms the storms.
Sail the sea of faith, find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong. Suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on, knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes he calms the storms with a whisper, peace be still. He can set all in his sea, but it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the winds and waves go wild. Sometimes he other times he calms his child. He has a reason for each trial that we pass through in life. And though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place. Sometimes he calms the storm with a whisper, peace be still. He can settle any sea, but it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm, and other times he calms his child. Whoa, whoa. Sometimes he calms the storm,
Paul Brothers, and sometimes he calms the storms. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are again asking you to bring us through severe weather. Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection around those affected by all the flash flooding taking place. Father, we ask you to please intervene and help us through this time of flooding. Please, Father, no more rain. Lord, we thank you for always hearing our prayers. Father, we know it was you who brought us through the severe snow and ice storms just recently. Lord, please put your arms around those affected by this flooding. Bless them, Lord, and comfort them during this trying time. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time of fellowship, this time of worship, through all these great gospel songs. Father, I ask you to please bless each one who listened tonight. Father, we ask you to touch each one that needs healing, that needs peace, that needs comfort. And please provide continued reassurance during this uncertain time in our nation, which we are living, Lord. Father, I continue to ask for strength and healing for many, so many on my prayer list with COVID-19, cancer, and so many other issues, Father. Please wrap your arms around all of them. Let them feel your presence and give them the kind of peace and the kind of comfort that only you can provide. Father, please bless and protect all of our healthcare workers. Bless all of our first responders. And bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. All these things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
body is there, even when it seems like you're invisible, even when you wonder if anyone cares,
even when you can't find the words, cry out anyway, cry out anyway.
There's not a tear unseen, not a prayer.
Message, Brian Free and Assurance and Unheard. It's 8:46. I went over just a tad, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. I hope you got a blessing from the show, as much of a blessing as I got presenting the show to you this evening. And it's been a little challenging today, to say the least, but there was no way that I was going to give in to old Slewfoot and not come down and do the show. The only way I would have not done it would have been if I would have been, you know, laid up in bed. Obviously, I couldn't do it then. And if something would happen to our power or whatever, but I'm placed in all my trust in God, as I always do. And even though I try not to worry, I do. And, you know, I'm human, and that's part of my humanity and my humanness, I should say. But, excuse me, I'm going to try not to, and just trust God for everything. And got a couple pretty good reports from the doctor this past week, you know, and I'm building on that. A couple things that I've got a problem with, but they can be corrected. It's nothing that's non-correctable. Amen? So I'm working on that, and then just taking it one day at a time. That's about all we can do, folks. So keep praying for each other. Keep praying for our nation. And I'm going out with this one by Celtic Woman. Amazing Grace. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
see.